Blog Talk Radio.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampaigne.
Get on the Julie Tussie train. We're going somewhere, baby.
Welcome, everybody, to the Julie Tussie Show. Yeah, I am live today. I'm trying this out again. I'm liking it. I'm really liking it a lot. I wonder how all you guys are doing. I am actually, I've been really tired because I've been working and working and working and then working some more. Anybody else relate to that? It's been fantastic, though. Gary and I are in the home building business, so we're getting one house ready to close on in a few days, and then we started a couple more, so it's been keeping us really super, super busy, but a lot going on around here. Spring tried to come, and yesterday here today is the 17th of April. Yesterday, we had a blizzard in Kentucky. Yes, and I had already planted flowers. I've been taking out a towel and covering. Oh, thank God I only planted two of them, and the rest are sitting inside waiting to be put in the ground. But, oh, my gosh, I've had to cover them and baby them. I love to plant flowers and grow flowers. Do you guys? I don't know. I found my most favorite flower on the face of the earth, and the funny thing is I don't even know how to pronounce the name of it because it's spelled P-E-O-N-Y, and many people around here call it a penny. But I'm from Michigan, and so to me it's spelled peony or pony. I don't know. Well, anyway, it's the most beautiful flower on the face of the earth, and I actually was buying peony flowers in the middle of a blizzard. That's right. But I had to get them. I had to get them when I found them because I've wanted them for so long. I've planted roots. They haven't grown. I've looked online. I knew they would come and be 2 inches tall. So when I saw them, that's it. I was all over it, and I had to get them. Guess what? Our 100th episode is coming up. This is episode 95, you guys. I am so excited. So we're going to plan to have a podcast party, and it's going to be so fun. You're going to love it. So that'll be the 1st of June. My grandbaby is coming, and believe it or not, you guys won't believe this, but now my daughter, Stephanie, is having a baby, and she has a twin brother. His name is Shay. They already have two little girls, and we just found out that 2 months after Stephanie has her baby girl, Shay and Whitney are having a third baby girl. Yes, that's right. I am just covered up with girls, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I would love to have little boys, too, and I'm sure my son would be so thankful to have a little boy, but... Sometimes you just don't get to choose things in life, and that's one of the things. But so 2 grandbabies coming this summer. I am so excited. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I'm going to be covered with glitter and bows for months, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Well, we do have some awesome things coming up besides the 100th episode. I'm thinking about kicking off the sugar-free summer challenge again. The summer challenge. And what that is that you just make a commitment. You go to facebook.com/, I think it's sugar free summer challenge. And you just pledge, okay, I'm going to do 1 day a week with no sugar. And it doesn't mean that we're reading labels and we're just cutting out the processed sugar. So I did that last summer And I did like 4 days a week, and it was good. And we're going to talk about that if I actually decide to kick it off. I kind of wanted to hear from you guys. Are you interested? If you're not, I'm going to do it by myself. But I think it would be really good for our health to work on that. So that's going to be coming up, talking about doing some women's events, that kind of thing. So lots of fun stuff. I've gotten a lot of information on the and feedback on the website from people that wanted to know about perimenopause. So I actually am pulling up right now on a website on WebMD. I wanted to talk to you today about, have you lost your verve? Here are the wonderful symptoms of perimenopause. And yeah, I have to act like it's great and wonderful, because otherwise I would cry. Okay. So just getting that out. But have you ever just all of a sudden, this is kind of how it happened to me when I was about 35, I noticed some fluctuations in my moods and stuff, but it wasn't too bad. But I think by the time I hit 40, it felt like it just happened overnight, but I can look back and see that it was slowly happening. I started having the symptoms of perimenopause. So I wanted to talk about that because, you know, we all want to, I pretend I'm 30, eternally 30, but we all do age, and we all do get to that beautiful golden era, that wonderful time of life where we stop having our periods and stop bearing children, and we go through the change of life. Well, I was not educated about it at all. So when I was in my mid-30s, I started not feeling well. By the time I hit 40, I decided I am going to educate myself about this. So I've actually been studying about this for about 15 years. Yes, I just told you my age, but I'm going to let you do the math on that. So I wanted to go over this article, and I'm actually going to do a whole series on perimenopause and menopause. One of the things that I did want to recommend is there's a book out there called What Your Doctor Might Not Tell You About Perimenopause. And then it's by Dr. Lee. I think he has passed since I got that book. But he also wrote one, What Your Doctor Might Not Tell You About Menopause. And they're such good books. Also, you can get a lot of good information from Suzanne Summers. So if you want to get a head start studying about that, there's some really good references for you. So what is perimenopause? Perimenopause is when your body makes less and less of the hormones that control your period, estrogen and progesterone. Many factors play a role in whether or not your provider will recommend hormone replacement therapy such as estrogen and or progesterone. Once you've missed your period for 12 months in a row, you've likely hit menopause and no longer can get pregnant. Likely? That one's a little scary, I think. But how do you know when you're in perimenopause? Well, here's a list of symptoms. The first thing that they listed is changes in your period. And this is from WebMD. Now, if you're going to go and look up sicknesses or symptoms or anything, I have had a doctor tell me, only go to WebMD. WebMD is very, very reliable. Otherwise, you might get some horror stories and scare yourself, okay? So changes in your period, they may be light or very heavy, long or short. You may skip some altogether. And if you go more than 60 days between your periods, you may be near the end of perimenopause. Well, honey, I am here to tell you I've been there for, I don't know if anybody else has gone through this, but I went 6 months with no period, 6 months with a period, 6 months with no period, then six more months with a period, then girls, you're not going to believe this. I went 8 months. I was like, yes, thank you, Jesus. It's about to be done. 4 more months, I'm done. Started my period. That's right. One. I've had one. So it's time to have another one. Didn't have it. I don't know. It's like insane. And I feel like the doctors say if you don't make it through for 1 year, then you aren't through, you are into menopause and done. And on top of it, they say that some of the symptoms or many of the symptoms either can completely go away or not go away at all. So I'm going to have to get to the bottom of that, but I'm hopeful and praying, dear Lord Jesus, help me to not have all these symptoms forever. That's kind of crazy because I've had some pretty severe symptoms. So let's talk some more about more symptoms. All right, another symptom is heavy bleeding. If your periods are heavier, it may be because the lining of your uterus is thicker before it sheds. This is caused by a drop in the hormone progesterone. It also may make other issues such as fibroids, growths in the wall of your uterus, or other things worse. Like if you have fibroids and you start going through perimenopause, the fibroids can get worse. What you will learn if you do any research online, and something that I found was that there's an amazing cream that they can make out of yams, and it actually is a progesterone cream, and it's not, it's like bioidentical and natural and healthy and not even that expensive. I used a cream for many years called Happy PMS Cream, and it is this product that I'm talking about, and it was the best results that I got. You have to watch out, just like anything you get at a health food store or anywhere you can get like lower grade. So the Happy PMS cream was a really good high grade. You can actually get a prescription for it to be made at a pharmacy that is, there's a special name for them when they make things that are like bioidentical. And you can get them, you can get a prescription from your doctor and get that made too. But there's a whole sequence about it. It's in the book. You start putting it on from day, I don't remember the days, like 14 days or 21 days through your period cycle, and it makes a huge, huge difference. I'll look that up and talk about it on the next part of the series and tell you how that is. But like you go through to day 26, and then you stop, then you have your period, then you start all over. And oh, my gosh, that stuff saved my life. One of the symptoms that I got was that I began to have like a mild migraine. Like it was worse than a headache, but it wasn't quite a migraine to put you down in bed. And it would be like a pain through my temple. And if I would get my PMS cream, my progesterone cream, and put it on, and you have to put it on in specific spots, like under your arm, and on your tummy, places that are soft. And it would take it away, like in 15 minutes, my headache would be gone. So that's just another wonderful tip right there. Okay, another symptom is hot flashes. Now, can we talk about these? I had one last night while I was cooking dinner, and my girls got concerned about me. My face turned red, and they call it flushing sometimes. And sometimes just out of the blue, you will get hot flashes. You suddenly get flushed and sweat for 5 to 10 minutes. Some women get slightly warm while others are drenched in sweat. When they wake you in the wee hours of the morning, they're called night sweats. And boy, have I had a lot of those. Deep breathing exercises may help. You also can try to avoid triggers, which is warm temperatures, hot drinks, spicy food. Nope, I'll have hot flashes over and over to have spicy food. Amen. can't cut that one out. You can try black cohosh or add soy to your diet as a natural source of estrogen. Talk to your doctor about medications for moderate to severe symptoms. I do not recommend that you add soy. Now, I'm not a medical professional, but when I was having soy, I was actually being a vegetarian for a while, and I was eating tofu, and that is soy. And I noticed a difference when I was having it consistently. My symptoms actually got worse. So I kind of got anxiety and a little bit more, and anxiety is one of the symptoms of perimenopause. So I don't recommend the soy. I think you can do better things. The black cohosh, I think my doc said 200 milligrams. You'll want to do some Google research on that. There's a fantastic, fantastic website called Women's Health Network. It used to be called Women to Women. And I talked to Heather Robertson of HalfSizeMe.com about this, and this is why I'm doing this series. There were so many women that wanted more information and wanted to talk about this subject. So Women's Health Network, you can actually get something called Herbal Equilibrium. Fantastic. It has all of these different things in it and black cohosh to help you feel better, and it does work. I've tried it. The next one is vaginal dryness. Ugh, this is just because you have less estrogen, your tissue may become thinner and drier. This can cause itching, soreness, and pain during sex, all of which can make you less frisky. Regular sex can help keep that tissue toned and healthy. Talk to your doctor about other medication options. I do know that you can get, I believe it's called Premarin, or it's a cream that you put in once a week. That does work well. Some people think that it can raise your chances of cancer, so you want to really research it before you do it. But I will tell you what I do. I actually use coconut oil. You can literally, every time I shower, I just apply coconut oil. Anytime I'm feeling uncomfortable, I apply coconut oil, and it's fantastic. It's an antibacterial. You can literally make it into, I don't know how my friend did it, but you can make it into a suppository shape and freeze it if you're having yeast infections or symptoms like you. One of the things about perimenopause is you start feeling like you're going to get a yeast infection. And, you know, you all know that feeling like right before you're about to just really have some pain going on, that right at the edge feeling. And even if you have a full-out yeast infection, you can use it instead of monistat cream. Some women are sensitive or allergic to monistat cream. So coconut oil, girls, coconut oil, you've got to do some research on it. It's fantastic. This is another big one, sleep problems. Changes in your hormones and night sweats can wreak havoc with your rest. Good habits such as a regular schedule and giving yourself time to fall asleep can help. Talk to your doctor for options for more severe symptoms. Now, I had severe symptoms with this. I would wake up just drenched. I still am not sleeping as well as I could. I actually went and saw my doctor and got a very, very low-dose combi patch. Because my symptoms, well, you know, it's been going on for years and years, but it's just gotten worse and worse as I've gotten closer to menopause. And so I use a combi patch with a bioidentical estrogen and then a little bit of progesterone in it. And with a patch, what I love, a patch versus a pill, is a patch, you can actually cut it. Now, I come from a big line of Italian women who all went through this. And they cut their patches, honey. I only want as much as I absolutely have to have. So I use a quarter of my patch, like every 2 to 4 days. And so that's like 1/4 of it plus a little less. I believe in using minimal amounts, okay? Minimal amounts of HRT if you're going to use it. Mood changes. Some women swing from highs to lows and lows during perimenopause, at least in part to their changing hormones. I'm here to tell you it can be happening. It definitely can be happening. So when it comes to being moody, that's just part of it. You need to just hey, everybody, sorry about that. That's the wonderful world of live, I'm sure, live. So I've got 2 minutes left to talk to you. So you are going to experience mood changes. And if you get the black cohosh, things like that, the herbal equilibrium helps with that. Of course, you can also take an antidepressant if you want to. I try not to do that if I can avoid it. You're going to deal with forgetfulness, and that's just part of it. Don't be afraid. Just study it and learn about brain fog. You're going to have a little bone loss if you're not careful, so you want to study that too. Well, I am so glad that we got to go over this. We're going to continue to research and go through perimenopause and menopause and talk about it more for a couple more podcasts. Please share this with your friends and your family, any woman that you know that needs this, and men need to educate too. Educate your spouse on how to help you through this, because it is a hard time, but you can do it because you're awesome, you're amazing, you're wonderful, you're absolutely wonderful. This is Julie Tussey telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.